Investors are forced to bear with another bear market. I'm David Brancaccio on Wall Street. In early trading here, wisps of a recovery, but when it comes after the NASDAQ market fell into what's called a bear market for the second time this year. Now, this is driven in part by the Federal Reserve staying the course on raising interest rates to fight inflation. But some of this is anxiousness imported from Britain. Marketplace's Nova Safo explains.
The United Kingdom narrowly avoided an economic crisis 3.5 weeks ago when the Bank of England stepped in to cool a spiraling sell-off in British government bonds. That sell-off was threatening the country's pension funds. And all of this happened after the UK's government announced huge tax cuts without a plan to pay for them. The dominoing crisis which followed surprised investors. Now the Bank of England's intervention is nearing an end, and the central bank's chief said yesterday that the Friday deadline for pensions to get their fiscal house in order is a firm one. A bond sell-off could resume, however. And two questions investors are asking are, what other surprises may be in store, and could the British crisis spill over to other markets? That uncertainty joins a long list of uncertainties plaguing the global economy. And this morning, London's Financial Times newspaper is reporting that the Bank of England may extend its intervention after all, if necessary, to avoid more economic chaos. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Tomorrow we'll get the official reading on inflation for September. Experts expect what's called core inflation, excluding volatile food and energy, to go up 0.4%, less than the jump the month before. Still, the consumer price index could be up more than 8% in a year. Also on the way soon, the government's annual cost of living adjustment for seniors, disabled people, and others who get Social Security. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
The annual cost of living increase is based on the third quarter consumer price index. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says the index has been rising close to 9% year over year, which will translate into a big pay hike for about 70 million Americans in 2023.
We're talking about roughly one quarter of the U.S. population, and a good number of these people are relying on Social Security as the sole means of financing their retirement.
Older Americans are especially vulnerable to rising health care costs. And here, they're in for a bit of unexpected relief, says Tricia Newman at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Medicare Part B premiums are going down. That's a very rare occurrence.
Those premiums, which are deducted from seniors' Social Security checks, will decrease by about $5 a month. That's because the system's actuaries over-budgeted for a new Alzheimer's drug that ended up not getting used very much, saving Medicare money. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
College football means major dollars for the big powerhouse schools across the country. This year, there's been a rise in the number of smaller programs at historically black universities getting in on the money game. WUNC's Leonita Inge has this from North Carolina.
UNC Chapel Hill does not have a history of putting historically black colleges and universities on its football schedule. But this year, they did, kicking off the season against Florida A&M University. They also invited FAMU's famous band, the Marching 100. HBCU football teams are, across the board, smaller in size and have fewer resources than those in the Power Five conferences. So why would they play? One reason is money. UNC paid FAMU $450,000 to play this game. FAMU head football coach Willie Simmons.
A great opportunity, national televised game. And we've told our guys, you know, this isn't a quote-unquote money game. This is a get-money game.
Historically black Alabama State got a guarantee payment of $590,000 for its recent game against UCLA. Raja Rahim is an assistant professor of African American history at Appalachian State University who researches sports. Rahim says if predominantly white programs want to level the playing field, they should pay more.
So if I'm thinking about the millions of dollars that a predominantly white institution is making off of these money games, I don't think a $450,000 payout is fair.
In the 2020-21 fiscal year, the Atlantic Coast Conference, which includes UNC, paid each school $36.1 million from TV revenue. Big Ten schools got even more. Kelly McCorvey is a graduate of FAMU and cheered on the Rattlers with family and friends. She's glad her alma mater got to dance on the big stage.
I think for a long time, it was like the predominantly white universities were so much better and your only entree potentially into the NFL. But HBCUs have been shining recently.
But it may not show on the scoreboard. UNC beat Florida A&M 56-24. I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.
And there's a measure on the ballot in Arizona next month to make bigger campaign donors, people or corporations, reveal their names. We're looking at this issue from many angles this week. Today, how a kind of sustainable energy was necessary to get this onto a ballot. In Arizona, this is the fourth try. All of our secret money, public influence coverage, is accumulating at marketplace.org if you miss them on the air. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.